trying to figure out whether to talk tonight about Parshas HaShavua, Parshat Kitisa, what to talk about Purim. So the obvious answer is talk about both in the same breath, try to figure out that there's what the connection might be between between Parshas Kitisa and Purim. If you take a look at the beginning of Parshat Kitisa, well, let me start slightly differently. The main, one could argue that the main story in Parshat Kitisa is the Chetah Egel. And I wouldn't disagree with that assessment. But if you take a look at the beginning of Parshat Kitisa, it talks about something totally different. It talks about giving Machzit HaShekel. Zeyitnu kolaver lapkudim machzit ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh esrim geirah ha-shekel machzit ha-shekel tshumah la-Hashem ha-shir lo yabeh v'adah lo yamit. Everyone gives a machzit ha-shekel. And in fact, we read these few psukim at the beginning of Parshat Kitisa a couple of weeks ago when it was Parshat Shkolim. But there is a connection between that and the story of the Megillah. The Gemara Masechet Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis quotes Haman, who tells Achashverosh, "Imala Melech Tov Yikasev LaAbdam V'Aseret Alafim Kikar Kasef." Haman agrees, promises to pay the king if he gives permission to destroy Bnei Yisrael. He doesn't mention which nation. 10,000 Kikar Kasef. It's a lot of money. So the Gemara Masechet Megillah and Yud Gimel comments, "Amar Reish Lakish." Says it was obviously known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning of time that eventually Haman is going to pay off Achashverosh with all these shkalim. Lefichach hiktim shikleyam lishkalav. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's bring the refuah before the makkah. Right. Let's bring the remedy before the disease. He says, let's have Bnei Yisrael bring their shkalim before Haman brings his shkalim. That's why Bnei Yisrael, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, started collecting the machzit ha-shekel for the next fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash ran from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they started collecting the Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And we therefore start giving our Shkolim before Haman gave his Shkolim, which was only in remembrance, which was, again, it wasn't necessarily in the month of Adar, but we read the story in the month of Adar. We already started by Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that's where we read Parshas Shkolim. So there is this connection between the Machzit HaShekel serving as a bit of a remedy for Haman's Shkolim. A couple of very interesting ideas connected to this. First of all, Tosfot, a couple of Dapim later, has a claim which it doesn't explain in detail. But Tosfot writes, Shamati, I heard, Shasara alfei kikar kasef olim chatzi shekel kol echad miYisrael shayu sheish meyot elef kishiyotzu miMitzrayim. Says that 10,000 kikar kasef, which is what Haman promised, is the equivalent of the machzit shekel of 600,000 Jews, which is the number that we always associate with Bnei Yisrael. He doesn't explain how he gets to that cheshbon. The Bach has a whole cheshbon. It comes out. The Bach says, really, it's if you take 600,000 people, each one giving a machzit ha-shekel. So that's how many shkalim altogether? 300,000 shkalim. And you multiply it by 50. Why by 50? Because they would start giving the shkalim kol ha-over el-apkudim ben esim shana v'mala. They would start at the age of 20, and Yimei Shenotei Behem Shivim Shana, the average lifespan may be about 70 years. So they would be giving shkolim for 50 years. So if 600,000 people gave a half a shekel for 50 years, Bach has a whole cheshbon, a whole calculation that works out that came to exactly aseret alafei kikar kesef, what Haman promised. So we, B'nai Yisrael, in our lifetime, right, as a collective, give the equivalent way before you started yours, we give ours towards the Beit HaMikdash. So that's one interesting point. But I saw another interesting idea. Where does Haman get his strength from? So Haman is descended from Amalek. And who is the original Amalek's father? Anybody know? No. Eliphaz. And who is Eliphaz's father? Esav. The original Amalek was a grandson of Esav. And there are two things that we read about Esav in Parshas Toldos. One is that Yaakov tells, that Yitzchak tells Esav, Al Chabrcha Tichya. And the other thing is that Yitzchak talks about Esav and says, Hakol kol Yaakov ayedayim de Esav. Evidently, Esav has certain koach in his cherev and certain koach in his yad. At the end of Parshas B'Shalach, when Bnei Yisrael go fight against Amalek, so Yehoshua leads the battle. It says, Vayachlosh Yehoshua es Amalek ves Amolefi Charev. Yehoshua weakened Amalek by his sword. So Yehoshua's sword and Yehoshua's battle weakened the strength of Amalek when it comes to the Cheret, Chabr Chatichya. What about Vayadayim Idei Esav? Yadayim are used to hand over things. Matnos Yad is when you give a present. So here comes along Haman and he's handing over 10,000 kikar kesev to Achashverosh. But way before Haman hands over his 10,000 kikar kesev, which is this koach of Yad, Bnei Yisrael hand over their machzit ha-shekel. Each one of Bnei Yisrael, year after year after year. So we weaken the Hayadayim de Esav by us using our hands to hand over the kesef to the Beis HaMikdash before Haman hands over his money to Achashverosh. But there's one more crucial idea when it comes to the machzit ha-shekel. And people ask, why is it that we give a machzit a shekel? Why do we give a shekel? So you come along and start yelling at me, what, you have to pay more taxes? We should double our tax rate. So you'll say, Bnei, it was enough in the Beis HaMikdash, a half a shekel was enough. Which is okay. But there's something interesting. We each give a half a shekel. And many point out that there's a very fundamental idea why Bnei Yisrael give a half a shekel. Because when you give a half, you're not whole. And I give a half a shekel, that's to a certain extent a statement that I am not whole. I am only half. I'm dependent on someone else. I'm not an island unto myself. I can't live by myself. I can't live for myself. I'm only half the entity. And until I have someone else who contribute his half, I'm not there yet. Each and every one of Bnei Yisrael had to understand that we're really dependent on others, on each other. And I can't be complete unless I have the other with me. I'm only half. And that's true about each and every one of us. We're only half. We need the other half of Bnei Yisrael in order to become whole. Haman comes to Achashverosh and he says, Yeshno am echad mifozar u'mufarad bein ha'amim. There's a nation that's scattered and mifarad, separated, apart from each other. And when he describes Bnei Yisrael that way, that's to a certain extent a kitrug on Bnei Yisrael. It's sort of an accusation against Bnei Yisrael. We're too mefarad, we're too separated. We're too unconnected. And if we remain unconnected, we're in trouble. I think it was in the American Revolution, remember who said it, this is, united we stand, divided we fall. And by Am Yisrael, it's even more true. The more that we're mefozar, mefurad, the weaker we are. So the message is, come, take your machzit ha-shekel and give your contribution, realizing that you need somebody else's machzit ha-shekel. Realize that without the other, you're not there yet. And the first thing that Esther tells Mordechai when she takes charge is Lech Kenoset Kol HaYudim. Gather them together. If we're going to win against Haman, if we're going to be successful, we can't be so separate. We can't be Mifarad. We need to be gathered together. And that was true thousands of years ago, and it's true today. Amalek hasn't disappeared. It takes on many different forms and shows up in many different ways, but there still is Amalek around. And if we want to be successful against Amalek, then we have to realize that I'm only machzit ha-shekel. I'm only a half a shekel. And I need the other person. Each one of us needs the other person to become that whole shekel. And when we combine, when we gather together, when we lech knoset kol ha-yudim, then together with the tzumu alai, with our tfilos and our bakoshos, then just like we were successful against Haman way back when, that's what Hashem, we're going to continue to be successful against Haman bizmanenu, until ki yad al keis kam l'chama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dor, that eventually the kisei of the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shalem, and the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shalem once Amalek is destroyed.